Over 107 trillion emails are sent every year on the public internet. So here's a list of a few of my favorite netiquette do's and don'ts as it relates to email communication. Number one, make sure that you use spell check and check your grammar. You want to make sure that you're really giving a very good first impression. However, don't correct someone's spelling or grammar unless they've asked for a critique. Also, remember, don't send an email when you're angry or upset or if it's really late at night when you're tired. I've done it, I know many of you have, and we've sort of regretted it. And when you wake up in the morning, you go, why did I send that email last night that way? So if you have to, just send the email to yourself and review it in the morning. A few extra hours is actually digital time on your side. Wondering if whether you need to use a signature line or not. I'm surprised how many people don't. So make sure at the end of your email business correspondence, you have your first and last name, you repeat your email address, you put your cell phone if you're interested in being, you know, be contacted by cell, and you put your business line. And if you want to get fancy about it, use something like YStamp and have your latest tweets, because it actually will add personality to your email. Doesn't need to be a novel, but don't let them wonder who this is and have them push the delete button. And finally, really, don't use all caps in an email. I see it in subject lines everywhere. It's an etiquette no-no. It means you're yelling. So, to recap, remember, spell check, grammar check, don't type in all caps, don't send an email when you're upset or angry or tired, and remember to let somebody know who the email's coming from so they can respond to you appropriately.